Big night on the couch tonight. Round 4 of the NRL kicking off at Homebush with the Bunnies up against the Roosters, all live on Channel 9. And then it's straight over the Footy Show where we find one Miss Erin Moll. And g'day, Erin. How are you?
Morning, guys. I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, going all right. Has Bo Ryan been printing out his resume in anticipation of maybe getting the phone call to coach the West Tigers, one of his former clubs?
Could you imagine Bo Ryan as a coach?
Mm,
Lord
scary.
Have mercy. Mind you, though, when he actually gets chance to speak seriously and about football, he knows a fair bit, and he was actually a fairly good player, which we all seem to forget because they're constantly taking the mickey out of him. So he might go all right, and to be honest, they couldn't get any worse.
Yeah,
how they're currently going.
But this is the same guy that also goes to Justin Bieber and bleaches his hair for the occasion.
Yeah, good point. He's got donuts. He's got no chance. They're better off without him.
on a serious note, we hear that Laurie Daly and Jeff Toovey's names have been thrown in the mix now. Des Hasler's there because he still hasn't done the deal with the Dogs, and you've got Ivan Cleary. In your opinion, who do you reckon should coach the West Tigers into the future?
Oh, it's a tough one. Look, probably the first bloke whose name was mentioned, Ivan Cleary, I thought he was a fantastic coach. He did a lot with the Warriors, and mm-hmm. they're, as we see, the most frustrating team in the NRL and very, very hard to coach. You know, there's something about that culture down there that's not conducive to success, which makes it very bloody hard. And he did a really good job with them. Same at Penrith. You know, I thought he did a great job. You know, he wasn't going to win a premiership with the team that he had at the time, but he got them into a great place prior to Anthony Griffin taking over. So I think he's a very good coach. Well-credentialed. He's got great eyes as well. Because that really matters.
He's got the Thunderbird
but
look too.
He's a really nice guy, and I think he can coach 100%. So, look, I'd love to see him get a crack.
Well, speaking of nice guys, I was just thinking how lucky your boyfriend must be, because I was creeping through your Instagram account. I mean, the obvious, you're gorgeous. But all you want to do on the weekends is sit around and watch footy. Is that not a man's dream to have a girlfriend that wants to do that?
It is in theory, Mel. This is the thing. So men think they want this, and then when they get it, they're like, holy hell, would you leave me alone? I just want to watch footy with my mates. Can you cook me some dinner? Will you actually clean up for once in your life? I don't do any of that girly stuff, so I'm actually really horrendous. And I'm like, so it's fun at the start. It's a bit of a novelty, as you say to your mates. Oh, yeah, watching footy with the missus. 12 months in or 18 months in, whatever we are now, yeah, he's so sick of me.
And because you've probably put the tracksuit pants on, got your hand in your pants and your beer, and you're like, yeah, get us another one, love.
Honey, I'm the worst. The person you see on Instagram and the person you see on the Footy Show on Nine News is not the person he wakes up to, let me assure you. I let it all go.
Hey, Erin, hopefully we wake up Monday morning celebrating another Dragons win. They got the Warriors Sunday evening at Cogra. Kieran Foran looks to say he'll make his return. Who do you like?
Yeah, look, I'm going with the Dragons, definitely. Okay. I mean, you guys were fantastic against the Sharks, and I know how good the Sharks are. They towed up my Raiders the week before. Mm-hmm. So, look, I think the Dragons, obviously a little bit of controversy this week with concussion gate or whatever it is we're calling it. But look, I feel a bit sorry for the Dragons, to be honest. You know, they've always been one of the clubs that has done an incredible job with concussion. And they're all, you know, I look at them as kind of one of the leaders in terms of taking players off when they should be taking players off. So, you know, I do feel a bit sorry for them. And I think there were technical issues with the doctor and that kind of thing. But I do applaud the NRL's tough stance. But I think, you know, it's a hard one. But look, I think the Dragons will absolutely own them.
Okay, good. Cannot wait to watch the footy tonight and then the NRL footy show after that. That was everyone else that said that, not me, because mm-hmm. I'm probably not going to watch the footy. But I will watch you, Erin Mullen, because I love you. Thank you.
Oh, I love you more. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Mel and Trav. See ya.